I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, how's your value going?
Yeah, so my value was Bromley against Warren Wood in the National League. I like Bromley, but the game ended up finishing up 2-2. Warren Wood took the lead. Bromley equalised pretty much straight away. And then Bromley took the lead. And this was one where this was like the mega was on. This was coming in. I know Andy was on it for a lot of money as well. It messed a few of his bets up. And then Boreham Wood going getting an equaliser in the 88th minute through Kenny Apoya. He was at Crystal Palace as a kid. He's actually playing for Ghana at the African Cup of Nations.
Who cares? Who cares who he is? Yeah. Who cares? Yeah, exactly, don't want to hear of him ever again.
So let's hope Bromley don't get promoted and spend the rest of their lives living in the National League.
I think contributing a near win, Dave, is vastly more impressive than contributing a -4 goals to a value pick. But yeah, this was, for a second, this was the proper killer until everything else happened at the weekend. But a Ghanaian national team superstar took us down here. So unfortunate.
Aye, late goal, very late goal. So unlucky with that one. On to the outsiders, where we try and pick something the bookies have priced up as an underdog, but we think has a really good shot of coming in. We've done very well at these the last couple of years, and I had another good one this weekend. I took Crewe to win away from home at Barrow at odds of 3-1, saying, well, if they win 25% of the time, then you're good. Pretty emphatic 3-1 scoreline, a win for Crewe, but they came from behind to get there, and you eventually got your early payout when they went 3-1 up in the 85th minute. So very good result. Very happy with how Crewe are playing right now. I think I'll just keep on this train for a little while longer.
I could use a Crewe change for mine as opposed to keeping the same boys that are on the train here. This was, I had a draw between Ferrol and Real Oviedo here. Probably of my losing picks, one of the closer ones despite a 3-1 away loss. This was...
Because at least it was a draw at some point.
Like, it was. Yeah. Well, no, it was also a draw at one each for a little while. So up until about the 70th minute, it was a draw here. And there was tons of extra time in this game because a Ferrol fan got injured during it. So like there was basically like 114 minutes, 115 minutes. And this game kind of went on because they'd had such a pause. And the only reason it was ended 3-1 and not 2-1 was that Ferrol put their entire team up to try and get an equaliser. And they just, it's two guys, one of which was Santi Cazorla, running through on goal, who's 39 and still playing with a Real Oviedo in here. But no draw in this one. A bit of an odd one for Ferrol, because I've now backed against... I backed them to draw last week and they won, and then I backed them to draw again this week. So I backed them last week to win and they drew, and I backed them to draw this week and they lost. So I will just... maybe avoid them for a little while and find some more Spanish teams to back to draw. Which I think, more positive news, considering it's a tricksy, considering Andy's alluded to quite a good geek. Dave, how did your outsider go?
Yeah, I was back in League One and it was Burton against Charlton, and I like Burton, and then won the game 2-0. They were 1-0 up at half time, doubled it quite quickly at the start of the second half. John Bryford, the 36-year-old veteran, not quite Santi Cazorla, but he's getting there. Burton, to be fair to him, they saw the game out quite comfortably, but they only had 28% possession, but
Charlton did nothing at all with the ball. They had a lot of possession. They didn't really cause Burton any problems. So quite comfortable 2-0 win.
Fantastic, Dave. Really good results. Two of the outsiders in, as Gordon alluded to. I tend to back this as a tricksy, so you only need two out of the three for a good profit. And it was indeed a good profit at those odds with Crewe being around 3-1. And Dave, your pick being, if I remember correctly, 21-10, I think, over the 2-1 mark for Burton.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so a really good result getting those two doubled together. So, well done. The final matter of business of the week, as always, was the charity bet. I was staying in England's League One, and I'd backed Wigan at home to Reading. They won the game 1-0. They went ahead in the first half, saw the game out. Odds of 13-10. Lovely result.
A brief moment throughout with the rain for me. This was a winner in the charity bet for me. This was Lecce versus Juventus, and I was taking Juventus away from home. They've been tearing it up of recent, second in the league. Did it again, waited a bit later, won 3-0, all three goals coming in the second half. So a very good result for Juventus in here. And 7-10, which led us on to Monday night. And Dave must have been hoping that one of us had let the charity bet down at this point so that he wouldn't have to sweat it out right before the new the game week had kicked off. But he was, you know, he'd had a double chance on the goal. And do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah. So obviously the game was last night. It was live on BT Sport, or TNT Sport as it's now called. But it was Brighton against Wolves. And I like Wolves on the double chance. I thought they were a good price at 6-5. Obviously the game ended up 0-0. I knew it'd end up 0-0. I knew it'd be a draw. I didn't at all text you lot about four times saying cash out now. One of my mates went to the game, and I texted him this morning and asked him for a match report, and he said to me, it was a pretty good game for a 0-0. Brighton ran out a bit of steam in the second half, and you know, Wolves missed some chances, to be fair. Neto kept getting in behind. And if Cunha could score 10, 15 goals a season, that guy would be worth about 100 million. Because he's class with the ball.
Yeah.
There was a bit in the first half where he just took the ball down on his thigh and like beat a couple of players. And you think he can do all that, but he's just got that little bit where he doesn't seem to be in the right position to score goals, or
he's got that killer instinct for goals, does he?
I watched the second half of this game live, and I thought Wolves were worth it. Thought they were worth their point. Yeah, so overall, really, really, really good pick. And actually, looking at the bet receipt that I've got here, they actually went off at 5. I got that at 5-4, so better than 6-5. And I got Wigan at 11-8 instead of 13-10. Juventus stayed 7-10. So great, all three charity picks in. The treble turned our £10 into £90.85, which has already been donated to the Thin Blue Paw Foundation. And that's a charity for serving and retired police dogs. So we'll post the screenshots on our Facebook group as per usual. Talking about that, come and join us on Facebook. Just search Trample Bet Podcast and on Facebook and you'll find it. Join the group. Loads of people in there, about 300 odd, talking about the bets they've got for this weekend, not just in football or soccer, if you're listening to us from the States, but across all sorts of different sports. So you'll get some horse racing in there, you'll get some rugby in there, maybe some cyclocross, who knows, UFC pops up now and again, as does wrestling, whatever tends to be on and people have a good inside opinion on. So join us on Facebook. We're about to head to the ad break if you're listening to us as a regular podcast, but you'll know now the members of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon get this podcast as a video podcast, and there is no ad break. We do the middle section where we talk about bets that we like that didn't make the show or perhaps from different sports for this weekend. When I say we, because all the leagues and all the sports that I tend to bet on aren't actually operational in these weeks between January and March, you get very little from me in the middle until March time kicks off, but you'll certainly get stuff from Dave and Gordo. Just head to tramplebet.com, click the link to Patreon. £6 a month. It helps support the show. and you get that video early release podcast, as well as a cheat sheet, so all the picks written down each week. And if we have another week like we did this week, then it's well worth it. Okay, no, we'll see you after these short messages.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, January 27th, 2024. Same as always, banker picks, value picks, outsider picks, and then rounding up with our selections for a charity treble, £10 of our own money, and hopefully we can make it two in a row. We did two in a row in December. Let's do two in a row in January to end off the month. Okay, so bankers, I am very close to home, staying in Scotland, Saturday, 3 p.m. in League Two for Spartans versus Clyde. Spartans are third placed in the table, 32 points from 18 games, and they host dead last, 10th placed Clyde, who have 13 points from 19 matches. Form-wise, Spartans are playing really well just now and they're getting good results. They've taken 12 points from the last five matches, scoring 9 goals, but very importantly, conceding only 2. Clyde, 9th in the form table. Remember, it's a 10-team league, so while they're 10th in the overall table, they're not very good right now either. They've taken 5 points from the last 5 games, scoring 10, but conceding 11 goals, so leaky at the back. Spartans haven't been overpowering at home this season. That is one thing to note. They've taken 15 points from 10 home games, but Clyde have been pretty poor as an away team, picking up just the 5 points from 9 road games. The teams have met earlier in the season at Clyde's ground. Spartans ran out 2-1 winners as the away from home team. This is them now as the home team. With the form the two sides are in, I think the Spartans should be winning this game pretty damn comfortably, and you'll get just under 1-2 for it. They're 9-20. So Spartans are my banker for the week.
Nice. Okay. I will take you a bit closer to home. Great UK kickoff time of 12:30.
Bit closer to home than Spartans and Clyde. Depends where your home is, right enough, I guess, but like, well, I know where you live.
St Mirren. So St Mirren, is that, do you not think that for Spartans, do you think Paisley's further away than Edinburgh?
Because we shared the picks before this show, I've already backed them all, so I don't need to be typing in the background, and I'm looking at Dave's one. And I was like, okay, it's close. But it's not as close as Spartan. Yeah, you're right. Actually, Paisley's fucking dead close to Glasgow. Sorry, Gordon. My apologies.
No problem.
Gary can edit that out if he wants, you know, or, you know, we can just leave it in.
I think it's more fun to leave it in there. So, I'm St Mirren Rangers. I'll be taking Rangers away from home. This is the early kickoff. It breaks one cardinal sin, but it's not in England, this early kickoff. So hopefully that's not as you know, a killer as sometimes it is. Rangers away from home at St Mirren here. For those of you who are not into the Scottish Premier League, you've got Celtic at the moment on 54 points, Rangers on 46, and the next best team are Hearts on 36 points. It's just the two of them duking it out here. Rangers have got 2 games in hand, so they need to keep winning them just now. They lost to Celtic just around Christmas in the Old Firm there. Scottish football takes a small pause just after Christmas, like a break, in that they play some friendlies in there as well, which is actually been quite good for some of the teams to just get a bit of a rest on the back of this year, because with a pretty packed schedule at the moment, Rangers have been able to put out like slightly lesser teams against their friendlies when they've been doing this. So what I'm getting to here is I think Rangers are really good value, and you'll get them at 4-11 to beat St Mirren here. When they play against St Mirren in Paisley, They've got a relatively good record there. They've won the last four on the spin. The fifth game ago, they drew one each. They've won 3-0, 2-0, 2-0. You know, they're doing pretty well when they play. And Paisley, St Mirren have been pretty decent this season. They've been all right, but not over the last five games. They did win in the Cup against Queen of the South, which they should be doing. But they lost to Celtic 3-0 here. They lost to Kilmarnock and they lost to Hearts. Those are all kind of teams that are up beside them or above. They beat Aberdeen in this stretch in a kind of freak 3-0 win away from home. But I think Rangers will have more than enough to put them away here and do a similar result to Celtic, probably 2 or 3-0. Rangers also made quite an interesting signing, Andy. They signed Mohamed Diamandé from New Zealand. So they signed, he's basically a central midfielder for them as well. John's been talking about him for a wee while. Looks like he's signed 1 year left of his contract, and I think they got him for about 5.3 million. Scottish clubs don't tend to pay that for players anymore. Not since, you know, some of us got liquidated for perhaps doing that in the past. But the team, but I think Rangers in this instance here will be keen to come out after the break here, get a positive result. I just think it's like too good a price to be not taking them out here. I'd be expecting them to be lower.
I had them, I had that match favourited on Flash Score as a possible banker for me this weekend. So, yeah, totally agree.
Dave, don't agree with me because then it will fucking lose. It's like a pick. It's really a pageant. But yeah, no, banker for me. Dave, what you got?
Yeah, so I'm a lot closer to my home than I am to Scotland. It's League One, Saturday, 3 o'clock, and it's Blackpool against Charlton. And I like Blackpool, who are 7-10. Blackpool are 8th in the league. They've got 45 points from their 28 games and a goal difference of plus 13. Charlton are 16th. They've got 30 points from 27 games with a goal difference of minus 1. Blackpool are 9th in the form table. They're taking 9 from 5. Where Charlton are 23rd, they're only taking 1 from 5. Now, the main reason why I love this as a banker is Blackpool have got the best home form in the league. They've taken 32 points from their 15 home games. And they've got a goal difference of plus 18. Whereas Charlton have got the 18th worst away record in the league. They've only taken 9 points from 13 away games with a goal difference of minus 7. Like I said about Blackpool's home form, they're actually unbeaten at home in their last 9 games. And Charlton haven't kept a clean sheet in 13 games. So we could easily see a goal for Jordan Rhodes. He's got 15 goals and 3 assists so far this season. Actually, I couldn't believe he was only 33. Seems like he's been around longer than that.
Forever.
At 33 and banging in goals like that, he could still make the Scottish side for the Euros, I reckon.
He's one of these guys for us who, like, Jordan Rhodes is always like, he could make it, and then someone's just like slightly better than him. Like,
surely
if you told
better,
me that
surely he's better than Lyndon Dykes.
No, Lyndon Dykes holds the ball up well. Like, that's one of the things. Rhodes is more of a striker. But yeah, I agree. He genuinely could. Same with a couple of other guys in there. But 33 is mental. If you told me he get caps under Craig Brown, I'd be like,
he's about the same age as Darren Jackson, isn't he? I remember them playing together. No, but Dave, I like the pick. I love the pick. I'm surprised it's in your banker slot. I think you easily could have got away with putting a 7-10 shot in the value, but it makes so much sense. And that's good because it means the banker treble. A win for Spartans, win for Blackpool, and a win for Rangers shakes out at 2.36-1. So way over the 2-1 mark, which is lovely for a treble that has a really good shot of coming in, I would say. On to the actual value picks then. So these tend to be around even money, or slightly nearer to even money than the bankers are. Again, Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff for me, England League Two, and I'm sticking with Crewe, who did the business for me as 3-1 outsiders at Barrow last week, and I think they'll keep this good form up in a home match against Salford this weekend. and a win for Crewe is 4-5. It should be noted we're recording on Tuesday and both teams were scheduled to play tonight, but Crewe's game against Morecambe has been cancelled, while Salford have to play Bradford. So Crewe are getting an extra bit of rest. So I think this actually probably adds to this pick rather than detracts from it. So at the time of recording on Tuesday, Crewe are fourth in the league, 50 points from 28 games, scored 53 times, conceded 41. Salford are 21st in this 2014 league, 27 points from 27 matches, scored 35 times, but conceded 48. Form-wise, Crewe lead the league. They lead the league's form table just now. 13 points from the last five matches, so that's four wins and a draw. Salford, they've just managed 4 points across their last five games. Crewe solid at home, 30 points from 14 home matches, a really good home record. And Salford, in fairness, they've been okay on the road. They're certainly better on the road than they are in Salford. 17 points taken from their 14 away games. There are only five instances of this game on Flash Score. They date back to 2019. All the games have been won by the home team. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who's playing at home. Just a wee interesting fact there. And interestingly, that team's always scored at least three goals. This tends to be quite a high fixture, a high goal scoring fixture with the home team winning. Not saying that'll be what happens this time, but the historical record of the home team usually winning certainly backs up a Crewe victory in this game. I like them here. They're in form right now. They should be confident of giving Salford a doing. The price is great at 4-5.
Get back against Salford just now after what they did to our poor Coventry gents. Was it Coventry a couple of weeks ago? Or who was it, Dave? Was it Crawley had the XG? five or something.
Yeah. Let's get sweet, sweet vengeance.
Yes, I would like to see that.
And Crewe will be the weapon of delivery.
Sometimes I feel this podcast creates sentences that may never have been said before. And that's in there. Let's talk about my value pick, which is on Saturday. All my picks are on Saturday this week. It's at 12 o'clock in the German... I was going to say German second division, but I couldn't remember if it was the Dritter's third, isn't it?
You've been absolutely... Your own head has just got fried there when you realised if noon was... You say AM or PM. And
yeah,
you had
to
avoid
that was exactly...
And you just went, 12 o'clock, and then you forgot everything. Everything you've just, never known just went out your head.
Where's that clip of that boy being, fuck it, let's do it live! My pick is Osnabrück versus Paderborn here in the German second division, and I'll be taking Paderborn away from home at even money. Why will I be taking Paderborn away from home at even money? Well, because Osnabrück have played 18 games and have received 9 points for doing so. They are as bad. Yeah, they're getting half a point a game. It's not great for staying in this league. They are the worst team in the league by 8 points. You know, the next team above them are Rostock, who are, you know, still within a shout of surviving. Osnabrück are not at the moment. They've had a terrible start to the season. Paderborn have been all right. They've taken 27 points from their 18 games. They're in sixth. For context, St. Pauli, who Andy backed last week, have 36 points at the top of the league. So, again, not a million miles behind them, 9 points away. Paderborn have done traditionally quite well. First of all, this is a bet against Osnabrück, obviously, because they are very shit. But Paderborn have been pretty good in this fixture in the past. If you look at all the times they've played in Osnabrück, you have to go back to 2005 for the last time that Osnabrück had won this game. This was played in the Regionale Nord, so they weren't even in the same division they were doing this year. Last two meetings between the teams are probably the most meaningful ones there. 2020 and 2018 were a 1-0 win for Paderborn and a 5-0 win for Paderborn in here. So they do well, quite well. There's been a good few Paderborn wins in between the 2005 game and then as well, and a good few draws too. So they haven't had a successful result at home playing against Paderborn since 2005. Paderborn's away form all right in here. They took some cup losses against Leverkusen. No shame in that. They lost 3-1 to Bundesliga-topping Leverkusen in here. And then to Heidenheim in a friendly. But they did beat Genk in another friendly that they played over Christmas, which isn't too bad. I just think they're going to have way too much for Osnabrück here. And you'll get them at even money to beat them. It's really not that exciting a pick, to be honest. But, you know, you're just back against someone who's shit.
Back against so, us. Yeah, no, yeah. Hey, that's good. I like that as a strategy.
Dave, which draws are you backing against, mate? Who are you involved with?
Again, I'm very close to home, and I'm in League Two. Same as Andy, and it's Walsall versus Sutton, and I'm going to take Walsall at 4-5. You know, Walsall are 15th. They've got 36 points from 26 games, and a goal difference of +1. Sutton at bottom of the league at 24th. They've only taken 19 points from their 26 games. And they have a goal difference of -24. Walsall are fifth in the form table. They've taken 9 from 5. Sutton have taken 5 from their 5 games. But Sutton have got the worst away record in the league. They've only taken 5 points away from home this season. And they've got a goal difference of -25 away from home as well. So Walsall have only lost once in their last 8 home games. And look, so Sutton's bad away record, they've only won once in their last 13 away games. Walsall have lost their top scorer, Freddie Draper. He got recalled back by Lincoln. He was on loan. He got 10 this season. But they have brought in Mo Farr on loan from West Brom. He was on loan at Doncaster for the first half of the season. He scored 7 goals for Doncaster, so he knows where the net is in that league, so hopefully he'll be replacing Draper with the goals. You know, Sutton are also conceding 2.1 goals per match, so if you're conceding that many and you're not scoring, chances are you're not going to win a lot of games, are you? So,
yeah
I think Walsall have been decent, to be fair. They beat Grimsby away 6-1 the other way. They beat Wrexham at home. They lost to Stockport last time out, Stockport at top of the league, so I won't give them that. But yeah, they've been in good form, so I certainly expect them to turn over a poor Sutton side.
Ideal. So that means the value treble, if you fancy taking all three. A win for Crewe at home to Salford, a win for Paderborn away at Osnabrück, and a win for Walsall at home to Sutton United combines to 5.48-1. Let's see if I can actually pick a value pick that the game goes ahead this week. That'd be interesting.
Last week I'd happily take my value pick getting game called off anything during that. So count your chicken.
So that's the value treble, but it might turn into a double or worse if the UK weather is still as bad as it is just now. Okay, outsider time. Let's try and hit the 3 out of 3, although 2 is always a very good result. This is where we try and find something the bookies have priced up as an underdog, but we think there's a really good chance of something at a big price coming in. I'm in the UK again, Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Scottish Championship for Raith Rovers versus Inverness Caledonian Thistle. Now, while they're still second placed in the Championship, Raith Rovers' incredible early run of form has really slowed down a bit. They've only taken 5 points from their last 5 league matches, which is very different to when they were beating everyone by 1 goal at the beginning of the season. This 5 points from 5 league games is exactly the same form record as 7th placed Inverness, who have managed obviously the same 5 points from their last 5 matches. They've really tightened things up since the arrival of Duncan Ferguson as manager. And while they've only scored 4 goals across those 5 games, they've also only conceded 5. So they've really tightened things up at the back. They make games hard for their opposition. Wraith's last home outing was a surprise 2-1 loss to Queen's Park. So you can see the wheels have started to fall off a wee bit. And their 2 home games before that were draws with Arbroath and Ayr. And they're 2 teams that have really struggled this year. So I think the bubble is bursting a wee bit for Wraith. Inverness will go there. They'll try to make things difficult for them. The weather will also probably be pretty crap. I think that'll suit a physical Inverness side. It's going to be a tough and hard-fought game. Now, Inverness aren't exactly prolific, so I think there's a decent possibility of this game ending in a draw, a 0-0 or a 1-each draw. and it's priced at 11-4 for the draw. I like that so much better than backing an odds on Raith Rovers or trying to pick an outsider Inverness Caledonian Thistle win. So in the style of Gordon, I'll be taking a draw this week, and the game is Raith Rovers versus Inverness.
Great. Love a draw on the outsiders. I'm doing the exact same. And teams that are backed for a draw, probably one in every 8 weeks you'll catch me backing this team. And this is Alcorcón or Spinagosa, and I'll be taking this
you
game.
You love Alcorcón.
I do. They fucking draw games all the time. It's great. And they also don't score or really concede that much. They're basically Duncan Ferguson's Inverness if you move them to sunnier climes here. But yeah, so you've got Alcorcón versus Zaragoza here. Alcorcón are just above the relegation zone in 18th place with 24 points. They will stop themselves being relegated by drawing games at home and away. They have taken 24 points from 23 games, so they're just above the old draw threshold per game. Zaragoza have been all right. They've taken 32 points from their 23 games, and they're in 12th, so six places above. Their away form hasn't been fab, though. They've drawn the last three games away from home with Eldense, who are right down the bottom, Amorebieta, who are right down the bottom, and Espanyol, who are somewhere near the middle. They've drawn the last three away games, and they've actually drawn four out of the last five games overall. Alcorcón have drawn their last two games at home. These were against Mirandés and Leganés. So Leganés are top of the league and will be getting promoted this season. They had a surprise 1-0 win against Eibar, but the game before that was a cup game against Cartagena in there, where they drew 0-0 as well. Game looks like a draw. Bookies think it'll be a draw. It's 2-1. Just on threshold. In fact, some bookies, it's not even 2-1. Get it, it's 7-4 at Ladbrokes, places like that. Yeah. Thoroughly unentertaining. Another receive no notifications and just continue on with your weekend after it. Alcorcón versus Zaragoza. This is my latest game of the day. This is 3:15 on Saturday. And yeah, draw for me, 2-1. Dave, what you got?
I've heard of Zaragoza as well. I remember Villa playing the Cup. So
Real Zaragoza, was it not Naeem that absolutely hoofed the ball? It was almost going out of play and put it over David Seaman's head in the Cup Winners' Cup.
Yeah, Naeem from the halfway line, yeah.
Yeah, I remember it. Real Zaragoza. Right, Dave, sorry. We interjected there as I reminisce about the past.
So I'm in the Championship. Again, it's Saturday, 3 o'clock. And it's Sunderland against Stoke. And I hate myself, but I'm going to back Stoke at 3-1. Nobody ever has any luck back in Stoke, do they?
But they do not. But I mean, I'm happy to see you turn it around.
Just they're too big of a prize here. Stoke are 19th. They've got 32 points from 28. Sunderland are 10th. They've got 40 points from their 28 games. They're pretty even in the form table. Stoke have taken 8 from their 5. Sunderland have taken 7 from their 5. Sunderland have lost their last three games and they haven't actually scored a goal in their last two home games either, whereas Stoke are unbeaten in their last four away games. And also, the last two times these teams have met, Stoke have won both games as well. So Mick Beale is now the Sunderland manager. He took over on the 18th of December. His record is the last 4, 1-2 and drawn 1. Stoke managed to get Stephen Schumacher away from Plymouth. Again, he came around about the same time. He started on the 19th of December. But they've won 2 games, drawn 3 and lost 2. I just think Schumacher's a better coach, to be honest. He was great for Plymouth. He had a win rate of 52% while he was at Plymouth. So if he can sort of turn Stoke around and get them up to that kind of thing, he'll be doing a good job. The Bruins and decent players this week as well. They brought in Luke Kundal on loan from Wolves, the midfielder, and Daniel Everson on loan from Leicester, a keeper. Sunderland desperately need a forward. They've been playing like Joe Bellingham up front. Bradley Dax had a few games up front. They're playing a young kid up front at the minute. I think he's Russian, maybe. He's Ukrainian, I think. He liked him well on me for saying that. But I think he doesn't seem to be setting the world a lot in the Championship, but I can't get with Mick Bailey. I don't know. He seemed to be, when Gerrard was manager of Rangers and Villa, people always seem to say, oh, it was Mick Bailey that was actually doing like all the work. And he started off right at QPR and then they went off. I mean, I don't know what he was like at Rangers. I don't know where he went down in Scotland. No, you two know better than me, but obviously he went there and he just didn't seem to have got Sunderland working at all at the minute. So, yeah, quite happy for a Stoke win.
In Scotland, it was a strange way of getting a job in Scotland, Dave, because he was actually reasonably popular when he was appointed because he was seen as the mastermind behind Steven Gerrard's tenure. So fans were actually quite happy when he got given the job because they thought, oh, we've lost Gerrard, but actually this was the guy that did most of the work. Mm-hmm. Great to hear your synopsis and interesting to see what shakes out, but you are right. Backing Stoke is just dangerous, man. And I wouldn't even say backing Stoke. It's just having a bet on a game that involves Stoke never seems to go, because you don't know what they're going to do. You back them to win, they lose. You back them to lose and they win. Like, you back a draw, it ends up a 6-0 win for Sunday. Like, bloody Stoke. But hopefully that changes this week. So the outsiders then. A draw between Raith Rovers and Inverness Caledonian Thistle. A draw between Alcorcon and Real Zaragoza, and a win for Stoke away at Sunderland. Straight up, a treble would be 44-1. So this is where the big prices come in. I'll be taking it as a Trixie, so I only need two out of the three to come in for a bit of return. And we've been good at hitting these, so hopefully that continues, because they're all big prices. 11-4, 3-1, 2-1.
Yeah.
Okay, the charity treble. We gave just over £90 to charity. Well, as a result of last weekend's games, let's see what we can do and if we can hit another one and make it back-to-back charity winners. For my charity pick, this means all my picks are 3 p.m. because they're all UK games. They're all 3 p.m. on Saturday. My charity pick is again in the Scottish Championship, this time for Greenock Morton against Arbroath. And the home win for Morton here is 8-11. So they're fifth placed in the league, but they host bottom of the league, 10th placed Arbroath. And Morton have been good recently. They've picked up a good amount of points in recent weeks, taking 9 points from their last five games. Arbroath have only managed 3 points across their last five matches. Morton's last six home matches, if you were to look at flash score across all competitions, have yielded 5 wins and a decent 1-1 draw with Partick. So they're completely unbeaten in their last six home matches, 5 of them being wins. Arbroath's last 8 away games, 6 losses, just the 1 draw, just the 1 win. And their last away outing was being demolished 4-0 in the hands of that same Partick Thistle side that Morton managed to draw with. The last times the side met was in December. Morton picked up a 2-1 win away at Arbroath's ground, Gayfield. So I really like Morton at home in this spot. I think 8-11 is more than a fair price here, in my opinion. So they are my charity bet for the week. A win for Greenock Morton at home to Arbroath.
Similar scene for me as my last week's charity pick, although we moved down a division. So this is 1 p.m. in Italy, the Serie B, and I'll be taking Parma away from home to beat Modena. Parma 5-4 to do so at the moment. Parma, if we're doing 90s kind of European Cup competitors, fit the bill quite well here for the So we'll have Parma are taking 45 points from their 21 games versus Modena's 28 from 21. So they are a decent chunk ahead of them in the league here. They're also 6 points ahead on of their second place competition, Como, in here. So they'll be keen to keep stretching this just now. Modena's run of form over the last 5 games has been really poor. They've taken 2 points from the last 5 games that they've played. One of them was a 1-1 against Spezia, who are actually bottom of the league, and the other one was a 1-1 draw with Cittadella in there. In that 5-game stretch, they've lost to Palermo, who are above them in the league. They've lost to Brescia, who are above them in the league, and lost to Cremonese, who are above them in the league. So they've really struggled to play the top teams this year. Contrast that with Parma, who cuffed Sampdoria 3-0 away from home last week. They've beaten Brescia and they've beaten Ternana, and they've had two draws with Cosenza and Ascoli in there. I think Parma will have enough to beat Modena here, and you'll get them at 5-4 to do so.
Tremendous. Ham to go and beat wine. That's what you've done there.
As I have. I've put those gents in. So, yeah. Dave, how will you round out this week?
Yeah, I was just trying to think, was it that Parma side? I think, yeah, Buffon, Crespo.
Buffon was first, and he ended up returning to Parma as well. I don't think he retired at the start of this season, but yeah, they had a decent squad.
Yeah, they did. They had a well good squad in, when it used to be on Channel 4.
Yeah.
Italian overnight. Yeah. It's always Parma. I'm going to finish us off. My game's Sunday at 11:45 a.m. And it's the Midlands derby between West Brom and Wolves in the FA Cup. And I'm going to take both teams to score at 3-4. So the teams haven't met since 2021, because obviously they've been in different divisions. But in the last 5 out of 6 games, it's been both teams to score. So it's not going to be one of them cagey league games where one team doesn't want to win it. Both teams want to win this game. Both sets of fans hate each other. both sets of fans will not take their team not turning up and trying to win this game. They're both going to put their best sides out. I think it'll be a bit of a, you know, it's going to be a ding-dong derby, back and forth. And I wouldn't be surprised if by half-time we've seen both teams to score.
Nice.
Not much sharp was on it.
Just loves Wolves, doesn't he? He just loves
them. That's all good. So the charity treble this weekend, which, Gordon, the onus is on you. £10 of Gordon's money goes on the charity treble this week. A win for Greenock Morton at home to Arbroath, a win for Parma away at Modena, and both teams to score in the match between West Brom and Wolverhampton Wanderers. The treble on Bet365 right now shakes out at 5.69-1. So around 67 Thanks. Quid returns for charity next week, should it come in, which we obviously hope it does. That's been the show for this week. If you fancy joining us on Patreon, you can get all the podcast picks written down in a handy cheat sheet format, so you don't have to be taking notes or trying to remember which one or several of the 12 picks that we've given you like for your weekend bets. You can just pull it up on the Patreon app, handy JPEG format, and take it from there. Go to tramplebet.com and you'll find the link. Also join us on Facebook, free to join Facebook. Search for Trample Bet Podcast and come and get involved in the conversation. Gentlemen, anything to say before we wrap up this week's edition of this fine podcast?
Yeah, if anyone who's got if you've got access to BBC WM radio on your wirelesses, they're live at Rushall tonight, covering the Rushall game. So I'll be going down in a bit, and they're doing their phone in from there and then covering the game. So if anybody wants to listen to Rushall versus Hereford, get yourself on BBC WM.
Right, Dave, you can't mention that on a gambling podcast and not give us a prediction for the match.
Oh, it's going to be a tough game, to be fair, but Hereford are a decent side. They've got some good ex-league players as well, so I'd take a draw. I'd be happy with the point. The weather's awful as well, so...
He's not naming any players in case they get transferred to other teams.
Hereford have got Adam Rooney. I think he played in Scotland, didn't he?
Aberdeen.
Yeah, he was a Don.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely be on because Rushall play on like a 5G pitch.
All right, So
the games can go ahead so they don't get stuck with a lot of games ending up. So, yeah, I'll definitely be on.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy yourself and good luck to Rushall this evening. And good luck to all our listeners for their bets for the weekend ahead. That's it. That's us done. We'll see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry,
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.